Because of recent reforms to Ohio's election laws, Johnson could not be on the ballot during the March primary and therefore could not get on the ballot this November as a Libertarian. But he is expecting to submit enough campaign signatures to get on the fall ballot without a party designation next to his name. Johnson has said he expects to be on the ballot in all 50 states. Green Party candidate Jill Stein is already assured a spot on the Ohio ballot this fall, with her party listed beside her name. That's because the Greens got enough votes in the last general election to make it possible, under the new state law, to be on the primary ballot. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.